Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 10th. You'll be interested to know, 159 years ago, today in 1845, the United States Naval Academy was founded in Annapolis, Maryland, marking a moment of human achievement in education and leadership, a beacon of progress and aspiration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking choppy with waves around 2 feet. Conditions hold steady until late morning when they drop to 1+ feet. Winds are sideshore at 11 miles per hour early, shifting onshore by mid-morning and increasing slightly to 12 miles per hour by afternoon. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide when the south-southwest swell is 1 foot at 12 seconds and the sideshore wind is 11 miles per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 6.5 feet, just before 11:30 a.m., followed by a half-foot low tide at 6:45. The near-shore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves at 2 to 3 feet on Saturday morning, but expect choppy conditions as winds shift onshore in the afternoon. Sunday brings a steady increase in swell, reaching 3 to 5 feet with clean conditions early on, making it the best surf day of the period. Monday holds similar size but remains choppy throughout, making for challenging paddling conditions. This morning, it's partly sunny and it feels like 67 degrees with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:22. And we'll rise again tomorrow at 6:52. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 77 and a gentle northwest wind around 10, gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies, with a low around 64 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be mostly sunny, with highs near 73, and a west breeze of 5 to 10 miles per hour, then partly cloudy and around 60 Saturday night. Sunday stays mostly sunny with highs near 74 and lows near 59, while Columbus Day will be mostly sunny with highs near 70 and a low near 60 Monday night. A slight chance of showers returns Tuesday after 11 a.m. with highs near 69 and a chance of rain overnight with lows near 56. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them. Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego has finally secured hundreds of millions of dollars for a long-planned expansion of the San Diego Convention Center after 20 years of challenges. However, Mayor Todd Gloria announced that the expansion will not happen just yet, as the focus will shift to updating and modernizing the existing facility. An estimated expansion would now cost $1 billion, nearly double the previous estimate from 2017. Before moving forward, the city must wait for Fifth Avenue LLC's lease to end and introduce an ordinance outlining timelines for tax collection related to Measure C. 59% of the funds generated from Measure C will be allocated to the Convention Center for fiscal year 2026. Now on to sports. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Giants beat the Eagles in a stunning upset, 34-17. Jackson Dart was 17 for 25, with 195 yards passing, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown, and no interceptions. Jalen Hurts was 24 for 33, with 283 yards passing, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown, and one interception. The Giants are now 2-4, and the Eagles fall to 4-2. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 4-1 Lions in Kansas City to face the 2-3 Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by 2.5, with the over-under set at 52.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. In college football tomorrow, number 7 Indiana is on the road against number 3 Oregon. Kickoff is at 3:30 Eastern on CBS. In local sports, this week we got our 3-2 Chargers in Miami facing the 1-4 Dolphins. The Bolts are favored by 3.5, with the over-under set at 43.5. Kickoff is at 10 on CBS. And in college football tomorrow, the now unranked 4-1 Trojans are at home facing number 15, 4-1 Wolverines. Kickoff is at 4:30 on NBC. In top news, the United States has provided financial assistance to Argentina, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed. President Donald Trump acted to support an ally in Latin America, despite some dissatisfaction among his supporters. On Thursday, the Trump administration finalized a financial rescue, with Bessent revealing he directly purchased Argentine pesos in global currency markets. This move aims to relieve pressure on President Javier Milei, who has implemented drastic economic reforms. Along with this intervention, the United States has arranged a currency swap of $20 billion with Argentina's central bank. Economist Brad Setzer criticized the decision to buy pesos, noting Argentina's history of debt defaults. In business news, Elon Musk is quietly expanding in the Bay Area again, starting with his brain implant startup Neuralink. The company has leased a vacant building in South San Francisco, marking a fresh sign of Musk's renewed interest in the Bay Area tech scene. The property at 499 Fords Boulevard had been vacant since 2023, after InterVenn Biosciences pulled out of its lease amid an industry downturn. Neuralink has developed a brain-computer interface designed to help people with paralysis control devices using their thoughts. Valued at more than $3 billion, the company began human trials last year, with 12 patients worldwide now having its implant. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to just over $121,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just over $4,300. And XRP is down 6% to $2.81. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI did not expect Sora's copyright drama. When it released its new AI-generated video app, Sora, it included an opt-out policy for copyright holders. However, after a backlash over content, CEO Sam Altman announced a policy reversal to allow rights holders to decide how to proceed. Altman acknowledged that responses to the app were unexpectedly nuanced, with many wanting more control over their likenesses. Concerns over misinformation from hyper-realistic videos also surfaced, prompting discussions about the app's watermark. Despite initial challenges, Sora remains a top app on Apple's App Store, indicating strong demand. And in entertainment news, in Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die, Sam Rockwell portrays a disheveled man from the future, sent back to save humanity from an impending artificial intelligence uprising. Dressed in a plastic raincoat and mismatched shoes, he embodies the chaotic energy of a Terry Gilliam character. His mission? To find unlikely heroes among the late-night crowd at a diner in Los Angeles. This irreverent film combines elements of time loops and video games, with Rockwell's character trying to break a cycle over numerous attempts. It challenges perceptions of reality while also critiquing our screen-obsessed society. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.